There they go. Knock her down, May. Knock her down just to get there first. Oh, my gosh. I saw something about your true nature there. It was like roller derby. You were knocking her out of the rink. Oh, that made me laugh. Ooh, that look of stark panic on your face, too. And my friend JJ. Oh, my brother. This is a tragedy. Because you haven't gotten my email. Yeah. We're going to have to add to that email. Yeah, that's tough. Edwin, stand up. Grab a mic. Here, can you catch? Don't look down. Look at me. Most important thing you learned last session.
Yeah, based on the infancy stage, that the spiritual energy are high.
Someone has their mobile phone on.
Yeah, the spiritual energy is high. So basically, what I've learned was to keep that energy that high whenever we reach the another stage in the life cycle.
And how will that help you do what you do?
Basically, prioritizing on the end goal, the bigger picture, so that, you know, you can stress on the important things.
Okay. Edwin, pick out somebody.
Carlos.
Carlos, run that microphone over to him. Just run it over to him. Okay, well then bring it to me. Go ahead, Eloy.
I was trying to think of my department going through it. I know I talked to Pastor Manny earlier, and I was asking whether the life cycles can be applied in a smaller context. It's really primarily used for a more defined organization, not a department, but still, I'm still applying it. So looking at it, I feel like where we ended, where my department is right now, the go-go stage.
Go-go dancers.
Yeah, it says there.
I grew up in that area. You know?
I don't want to know the detail.
There are many visuals.
So one of the elements that he mentioned, proliferation of programs with no priorities. That's how it feels for us as a department. It feels like every possible idea gets tackled. You know, there is no sense of priority on, no ability to say no on some of these things. And that's also where I feel as the leader of the department, where I'm now at the place where I'm needing to raise up my supervisors. It's like the first year that they're in play. They've been supervised for a year now. And the idea of decentralizing some of the functions that were almost always on me, as the main guy that started the department. So that I'm seeing where I am. So that's been very helpful.
Pick someone.
Other side of the room. I chose Gans last time. Sharon,
and there's a mic sitting there waiting for you.
I think it's more on the reality that there's really a life cycle, and you have to be mindful of where you are, and then you strive to go to the next. But like what Pastor Manny said, you can't just stay there and plateau, but you have to do something else to stay there, because you will just go down if you're not mindful of the life cycle.
Why will that help you with what you do?
I think it's more on to improve more on what I do and learn more of the things, the trending, because you have to be like the worship services. You have to know who you're reaching out. You have to be relevant. It's not just the trend, but just the people that you're reaching out, and that's it's relevant to them, and they know that they will come back and come back again to the services.
Great. Sharon, who do you want to hear from?
Jing.
One of the things that I learned about what Pastor Manny shared is about the importance of power and form. His example about the fire hydrant. So in the same way that what I do with the gift of administration, I see where I'll be a part of the team helping out in every way. So I see that some people are ministerial, but I know where the giftings that I have that I can be of help in terms of management, in terms of the finances of the church. So I know the direction and the skills that I have. I want to hear from this side. Okay. Janelle.
There's Janelle. There's your mic right there.
What's that? I guess for me, it's pretty, I guess I realized that while Pastor Manny was talking, it's really the importance of transferring our DNA. It may be far, but then the DNA,
it may be far. What does that mean?
Well, it may not be directly about the cycle and all, okay, but it's the importance of transferring the DNA, like what Pastor Manny is saying, and telling us, like the old man stories. And
old
all
man
that.
Stories.
Mali ba yung term? Grandfather stories. Sorry. I mean the
wow,
grandfather.
Wow, I like that.
The grandfather stories pala.
That was as funny as May knocking Chris down.
Sorry. No, but like really the transferring the heart to everybody else. And then the next generation. Like, yeah. Yes, this ministry will live as long as 450 years like the Jesuits. But we want that to happen as well. Like now 27 years is great. Diba? But we want to be able to transfer the heart of this ministry down to the next generation.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, you ready?
Thank you. Yeah. Janelle does have a basis for saying that because I knew Carlos and Janelle's father in my college days because we were in the same fraternity. So I didn't get to see them, but they were probably just infants and little toddlers by then. I'm glad I didn't. Or else... That would really bring home the point. But anyway, he was an upperclassman, by the way, so older than me, okay? All right. Now, just to complete, just on the tail end of the go-go phase, the emphasis, the energy needed that's emphasized in the as far as functions are concerned are production and entrepreneurship. So it's interesting, Carlos was saying, then maybe not everything is as structured or as organized as should be, but yet you're still accomplishing what you're doing. So again, you understand it's not an excuse not to be organized or to be structured, but what's emphasized is the production and the birthing new things. Okay, next is the adolescence phase, where I guess the issue of professionalism and institutionalism begins to set in. With adolescents, the organization takes the time needed to establish an administrative system. More emphasis is on management functions. There is a preoccupation in corporate planning and coordination of meetings. The financial system and personnel manuals are reduced in writing. Now expenses include fax machines, computers, and a never-ending string of systems and communication software. What was once considered as luxury has now become a necessity. In the maze of cluttered activities, the driving force is the need for sanity. Okay, that's a good word. Structure, systems, and security. At this stage, two conflicting forces can split the organization. On the one hand, to work for administrative stability, and on the other, to go on with the job and to tackle new opportunities. Let me say that again. I think that's worth taking note of. At this stage, two conflicting forces can split the organization. On the one hand, to work for administrative stability, and on the other, to go on with the job and to tackle new opportunities. External help is needed to integrate these two forces and devote energy both to establish an administrative base to tackle the opportunities of the future. This stage, interesting, is considered as the rebirth of an organization. Its distinctives are the following. Okay? An emotional rebirth of the organization apart from the founder. Activation of the board. Number three, setting up of a managerial system. Number four, delegation of authority. Number five, change of leadership style. Number six, designing of compensation package. And number seven, redirection of goals, okay, or goal displacement. Decentralization is the cry of managers. In moving into this stage, it is best to institutionalize an effective management delegation system. The Jethro method in Exodus 18 provides a standard even for modern corporations. Matsushita of corporations reminds us, delegate but not abdicate. Okay, I guess that's a good saying. It is also at this stage that the founder should look for able leaders and slowly pass the baton of power to them. The risk for adolescent organization is that the energy required to establish administrative systems may be drained from its entrepreneurship rather than from its production. Okay. When this occurs, it may age prematurely. Okay. So, in other words, what I guess he's saying here, entrepreneurship, you can't kill it just for the sake of being efficient. Okay. Maybe you can, you know, slow down a bit on the production, but, okay, so that's an interesting statement there. The greatest challenge is whether the organization can maintain forward vision, motion, continue to be creative, decisive, and develop increasing competence while at the same time administering secured territory. So it's making the most of what we currently have and not and still looking forward for more opportunities. Okay. Next is the prime. Okay, I'm sorry. What are the emphasis or organizational functions that are important? Administration and entrepreneurship. Next is the prime, okay, or the profitability stage. The prime organization has developed into its most productive stage. It has clear vision, a responsive structure, a functional system, formal plans, results orientation, growing sales and profits, performance appraisal for staff, new subsidiaries, or organizations may be developed. The organization has a clear mission, its strategy in place, its programs or products clearly defined, and then work on them with confidence. The problem in this transition stage will include, number one, not having enough trained people. Is it there in your notes? Okay. Focus on personnel conflicts, preoccupation with SIR or smooth interpersonal relationships, and number three, enjoyment of the success. The organization has arrived and things are becoming routine. Ideally, the organization should remain in the prime stage, but this rarely occurs unless it plans to do so. Over time, there is a decline in aspirations for those in power, and the organization begins to focus inside. In earlier stages of development, interpersonal conflict produced growth, change, and development. Now the organization turns its attention to reduce internal conflicts, to create a better interpersonal climate, or improve human relations. It seeks to enjoy the fruits of yesterday's labor. Wow. When these things happen, the organization is advancing into maturity and the beginning of organizational decline. The only prevention seems to be the willingness to decentralize and create new centers of action that experience the development process from the very beginning. Now, you know, I guess on an individual basis, for human body, when does this begin to happen? When is the prime, usually? 45 to 50? Okay. Maybe 50 to 55. Okay.
Relative.
I guess.
Relative to the
okay.
Perspective.
Yeah. That's for me, I guess. So I guess you can move this curve some more. Okay. All right. Anyway, let's move on so we can have some discussion. The maturity stage, okay? Again, if I realize this may be eliciting already some questions, maybe you can just take note quickly and then we'll have our sharing and discussion, okay? Maturity. Oh, I'm sorry. What are the emphasis, function or emphases? Production, administration, and entrepreneurship, okay? So it's like almost all cylinders are running here. You know, the most efficient and effective. Next, the maturity or the stability phase. The mature organization is still productive in terms of existing products and services. The administrative system is in place. The production is still high, but has lost much of its sense of vision. The flexibility, innovation, and creative energy are in decline. Notice the small e, okay, the entrepreneurship system has taken over leadership. It does not want to tackle new roles, but would rather enjoy the one it has created. Wow. It is still results-oriented, well-organized, and there is less conflict than in the previous stage. The management does not encourage change. It just wants to protect the status quo. It's new preoccupation that saps the energy. It's new preoccupation that saps the energy of the organization. It's people relationship. Wow. One notices the capital I at this stage. Its members seek to enjoy the time spent with each other. Okay, so I guess that's when we begin to gaze at one another's navels, in the words that they say, in the old saying. SIR is needed, but not at the expense of vision. Balance is needed. The sense of urgency is gone. New ideas are received without enthusiasm, either for or against. The organization is on the way down. If the organization continues to decline, it will lose its results orientation as well. It is in a process of deterioration. The following are the characteristics of a stable organization. 1, lower expectation for growth. 2, fewer expectations to conquer new markets, technologies, and frontiers. 3, starts to focus on past achievements instead of future visions. 4, suspicious of change. 5, rewards those who do what they are told to do. 6, more interested in interpersonal relationships than risks. 7, plans are short range for profitability. 8, budgets for research and marketing are cut. What is needed is a renewal of purpose and for the organization to develop a new sense of mission. Unlike biological life, it is not inevitable, though probable, that organizations die. Wow. If this occurs, the cure must come from the outside in the form of a major renewal type activity that causes the organization to develop a new sense of mission. Now, let's pause for about, this is important to digest, you know, because I'd like to think that we're not there yet. That's my personal opinion. And I do remember Kevin did encourage us a few years ago. He said what he has so appreciated about this ministry is there is still a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
The sense that we haven't done enough of what God has called us to do.
Yeah.
And that was encouraging to me. This was about, 2-3 years ago. And he said that's one of the marks of an organization that really continues to thrive, and that sense of urgency.
Good.
Okay? Again, urgency doesn't mean we're rushing into things. It's the sense that there's still, what we're responsible for, we haven't fully accomplished yet. I think that's what he means. Okay? And the, what are the emphases in terms of organizational function? Production, administration, and integration. Okay? Next, 7, okay? There's just a few more. Aristocracy or stagnancy. If the organization decline continues, the next stage is aristocracy. The climate of the aristocratic organization is stale. The people in power have an unconscious fear about the organization and its future, but it is never expressed. The organization seems paralyzed by its admiration of its past achievements.
Wow.
There is success paralysis. Aristocrats, according to Lawrence Miller, perhaps because they have inherited their assets, are not emotionally attached to it.
Wow.
Huh. If you didn't work for it, if you didn't earn it, then you're not as committed to it, and you don't steward it as well. They are not a manager at all. He's a pretender to the throne. He has his own ideas and philosophy at work. He doesn't listen to what people are crying out about the organization. Money is spent on control systems, staff training, benefits, facilities. Emphasis on how things are done rather than what and why it is done. Notice the big A and I. Okay? People are expected to be grateful. No one should make waves. There's low internal innovation. Or a small e. Management is not production-driven, a small p, but it is cash-rich. Assets far exceed liabilities, and it still has a market for its products. It's a good potential commodity for corporate ideas, raiders rather, or for takeover. In business, the corporation just buys other companies to acquire new products. Dress becomes important and more formal. People may be referred to as Mr. This or Mrs. That or Mr. So-and-so. Speech becomes convoluted and elusive. Meetings take place in the boardroom. Agendas are formalized. No one questions. No one challenges. At this stage, an outside intervention is needed to shake them out of their complacency. A consultant is needed, perhaps more of an insultant. I like that. To get someone's attention and force divergent thinking.
Wow.
Okay, last, quickly, early bureaucracy, the witch hunt. Ooh. In early bureaucracy, the administrative system is still in place, the big A. But the organization is no longer visionary. In fact, for all purposes, already gone. That indefinable something, that sense of wrongness in the organization comes to the surface. The day of reckoning has arrived. The organization is hit with the bad news that there is a crisis. Major sources of funds may refuse further support, and the media may launch an attack against the product, service, or the organization. A new board may decide to change the executive or beneficiaries, or program users may band together to protest. When this occurs, the Mutual Admiration Society is dissolved and the knives are drawn. Ooh. Notice a smaller eye. There are internal turf wars in the organization. There is much conflict, backstabbing, and infighting. Oh, no. Paranoia freezes the organization. Everyone is lying low. The management responds not with what is the problem and how can we solve it. Rather, it creates a reign of terror. Oh. The question is, who's responsible? As if solving the who equals solving the what. Wow. The preoccupation is to search for scapegoats. The organization becomes religious. It's time to appease the gods, which call for a sacrifice. Who should be sacrificed among the staff? Okay. Okay. Every management decision is suspect. Cliques and coalitions form, and energies are primarily directed to personal or group survival. The better people either are fired or they resign. They leave for other organizations or start new ones. More bitter people are likely to hang on long after they cease to perform a useful function. What are left are the mediocre. On the other hand, if you're working for an autocrat, you can become an entrepreneur. Work out your own ideas within the organization and hope that the next CEO or your immediate supervisor will appreciate your efforts and do something about it. Unless the organization has access to external sources of funds, with its lack of achievement, it will eventually die.
Wow.
Okay. If it can continue to get funding, it will move to the next phase. I guess the only cure seems to be surgical intervention of an outsider with the power to remove any one of the key players.
Yeah.
Okay, if you notice, some of the organizational functions are already gone.
Yeah.
Okay, production and entrepreneurship. The second to the last one, bureaucracy or the comatose stage. Oh, man. Man, this is depressing now. Okay. May it never be. Come on now.
Yeah.
It's good to know these lessons. Okay. Notice what this is happening. In full bureaucracy stage, the only things that are left are forms, procedures, and paperwork. There's only the big A and no more of the E, P, and I.
Wow.
Very little which is meaningful is accomplished. The original purpose of establishing a strong administrative system in stage 4 of the life cycle was to provide for the integration and coordination of diverse elements within the organization, and second, to serve the operations by providing scorekeeping mechanisms. In a period of decline, that purpose becomes lost. Again, Miller points out, unchecked administration inevitably leads to bureaucracy and the decline in creativity and creation, wealth creation. The very characteristic of this stage is the worship of the written word. Now, what does he mean by that? Everything must be put in writing. A story is told, okay, well, I guess this is true, of an able president of Youth for Christ International, I think this is a Christian ministry, who kept on firing memoranda to his staff that when he got sick, it was said he had a memo pause. Oops. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Yet it only gets lost in the mountain of flies. It has many systems but no functional orientation. It dissolves from its environment, focuses mostly on itself. There's no sense of control. The atmosphere eventually turns to peace and serenity. The battles are over and often the people who remain are among the nicest to deal with. You know, there's a place for not so nice people.
Yeah.
Okay. You're... Really? Hallelujah. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. They agree on everything. They just don't do anything. In fact, the staff may not do what certain things are done in the organization. Okay? It runs on ritual, not on reason. People are just coasting along, maximizing benefits, and waiting for retirement. Bureaucracy, according to Peter Berger, Bridget Berger, and Hansfield Berger. Who are these guys? B-E-R-G-R, okay, not burger. In The Homeless Mind, posits the non-separability of means and ends. The means are as important or nearly so as the ends. In fact, the means justify the end. What is important is that the rules are followed to the letter. The proper procedure is given moral value. Here's a good example of the letter kills while the spirit gives life. That's 2 Corinthians 3:6. In this sense, a bureaucratic administration is predictable. Everything is reduced into defined categories or components. Everything must be orderly. If the legitimate end is achieved by an illegitimate means, the integrity of the system is affected, so much so that the damage outweighs the positive benefits from the action. At this stage, the organization is more interested in perfecting the procedure rather than achieving any vision.
Wow.
Finally, death. The funeral. The letters representing the essential elements of an organization are gone. P-E-A-I, P-E-A-E-I, P-A-E-I. But some bureaucrats never get there or just go on and on. If such is the case, they continue without a life of sense or purpose. But the machinery must go on because there is money to be spent because the employees form a political bloc to certain people. Otherwise, it's best to conduct the funeral, move on to liquidation at the earliest possible time.
Wow.
I think it's possible that there are actually organizations like that existent.
That still are, yeah.
Now, okay, now I know that took us quite a while to get through. And what I'd like you to do now is we're going to have a discussion in a small group setting. I guess you can just, how many are we? Can you help me here, Carlos?
The way we normally break it up, that's one group here. Krish, you're with Pinky's table. This is one table. We're a table. This is that table, and that's a group.
So okay.
There.
Well, what we'll do, we'll take about, I guess, 15 minutes to do this. I want to ask you two questions, which I'd like you to answer. Number one is, where are we in the growth stage of the organizational life cycle as a ministry? And number two, what can we do to sustain our effectiveness as an organization or you know, keep us from aging? What are some specific, you know, things that we can do to avoid or to avert that? Okay? So let's take about 15 minutes. And then what we'll do, we'll ask a representative from each of the groups to just share, summarize some of the things that you came up with. All right, let's do that. We have 15 minutes to do that, okay? All right, let's finish up our discussions. Okay, let's finish up. Please go ahead and just turn your seats to the front as well. I guess this is a good discussion, but we need to consolidate and to learn from one another. This is what I'd like to do. Again, just so we can squeeze it in 10, 15 minutes, then we'll take another break. I'd like each group, so we'll just designate you by number, okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? So 5 groups. Please have one of your spokespersons just share with us what your answer is, and then just give us a, you know. Is there a microphone? Yeah. Okay. Can we have that mic? Is it there? Okay. Okay. So who's your spokesperson? Just tell us where we are, and then.
For our team, we felt like our movement is in number 4, adolescence. Our yes. Yes. Because of what's emphasized here, management crisis, either we have administrative stability at the same time in danger on focusing on production rather than entrepreneurship, in danger of premature aging. So what we felt like as we recommend to avoid in entering the aging stage is to really seek external help, like getting people who are good at what we're doing, so to make us to improve or to develop and progress as an organization. And then what we believe is to really guard the flexibility enough, like in church and administration, and making it the system workable so that we can duplicate it, like in Metro Manila churches, we can bring it to provincial churches, and whatever worked best for us, we can duplicate it or recreate it. And then learning to live and being comfortable with the tension that we have administratively, with the giftings, at the same time, ministerial work that God is doing for us. And then always crying out to God, Lord, help us in this, how we go about with the movement, with the growth that you're bringing to the church. So how can we bring stability at the same time? How we can tackle new opportunities, that there's birthing of new churches, creating of new ministries that would really help what they need, the church and the people around us.
Check sound. for our group, where are we as a minister of Every Nation Philippines? We think we're in between stage 4 and 5, adolescence and prime. I think we're in the most productive stage of ministry. Because we have a clear vision, we have a structure, we have a functional system. I think we've learned to do formal strategic planning, plans. I think we're results-oriented. Even in the preaching of in our youth pastors, we always go back to what's the objective, outcome-based objective. I mean, as young as we are, we know sometimes they go back, the reason why we can't understand, wait, what's the outcome-based objective? I mean, I think it's in our blood or in our veins. And we have performance appraisal for staff, but for us, Lifebox, I think we're gearing towards that. Yeah, and ideally, we remain in this stage. Okay. What can we do to sustain us to avoid decline or aging stage? As a group, we believe with what Pastor Freddy said, raise and empower. And then a continuous impartation of the purpose or why do we do things. Because the how is easy to translate if the new people would understand the why are we doing these things. And then another is to be open to new ideas of the new people coming in, because they have, you know, I don't know if a person has just got saved. I really want to listen to how that person got saved, because me as someone who've aged, be saved like more than 10 years, the passion of the fresh blood who got saved and wanted to win the world right now is something that maybe I'm thinking of Fiona, who's a 20-year-old girl in our office who has the drive to do everything. So I think it helps. And then another one is to, I don't know if we got you correctly, Pastor Mike, if it's spiritual asset or spiritual, the first one in the infancy stage, to sustain that spiritual asset that we had from the very time that we started this movement. Right. Or personally as a staff, maybe I will, you know, remember the very first day that I volunteered to be a small group leader. So I think it's going to be helpful.
I'm trying to take notes. Please don't try to decipher what I'm writing. Okay, this is Greek. Only I can understand it. But
writing on the walls.
No.
Croatian.
That's Greek.
Croatian.
So, yeah, I need Ado here, but he's there, so I need that. But so, he's my scribe. He's my Baruch. All right, next.
Our group, more on the adolescence stage. Yes. Leaning a little bit or some glimpse of the prime, but more on the adolescent stage.
Are you saying in between?
Not really in between. We're more slightly, from time to time, we see a glimpse of the prime. But we're really, parang kung sa Tagalog, pumapalo siya. Several reasons we saw. The corporate planning and coordination meetings are a byword, strategic planning meetings and those things. We also see now the presence of a lot of consultants in our organization. We see the likes of Pastor Paul Barker, Alex Castillo, teaching us, developing the staff, developing our leaders. We also see rebirth of the organization, meaning we are revisiting a lot of things in our churches now, discipleship, the way we do a lot of things from the way we do before. So we see that. And also the description of the adolescents, there's a small letter P versus the administrative and the entrepreneurial. So the P for us, our product is disciples. And that's the reason why we're revisiting that part, because we want our product, the disciples, to really be and the capital letter, meaning we want to make our products up. So to keep them from declining, actually what we see there, when after stability, it begins to decline. So what we are proposing is that let's keep the letter P on the capital always, meaning the disciples, and also the equation, increasing the proportion of the leaders that will minister to these disciples. And also let's watch out, because as we have seen that in all the stages going up, the administrative role is very important, but it's also the main contribution to a lot of the decline. So yes, it's important right now for the administrative and management to act on its role, but it's also, let's be on guard that it's not the prime of the things that we do, because it will also be the major contribution to its decline. And also, let's keep the letter E on capital entrepreneurship. Let's keep on breaking grounds, planting new churches, giving that room for creativity and new things. And also watch out that the integration will not always be on the capital. It's important, but it's not the prime things what we take care of.
All right. On our end, man, we're in between go-go and adolescence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with some glimpse of the prime, but just we have clear vision. We, you know, growth, all those different things are coming in, but a lot of the different things that we're talking about. We're on our way to adolescence because still we're still kind of a little bit more reactive than proactive. We're getting there. We're not saying we're still.
Before you go on,
yes.
Maybe I need to interject. Sorry, I realized that when I asked this question, I was speaking of the entirety of the organization.
Yes.
But I realized within our whole organization, each of there are different life cycle, stages in the growth. Of course, Real Life is one of our newest ministries. Life Box, although it's been there. So, maybe I should have qualified that, but still, I think this is a valid discussion because we're looking at the parts making up the whole, okay? So,
yes.
Go ahead, please.
So, as far as our management, all those different, we're in adolescent stage, but as far as the local churches, even our specialized ministries are still in the go-go stage, where we're more reactive, and we're more going towards that. So we're working on working like when I first came into MPD, I asked for the handbook. There's no handbook. I asked for the written policies. There's no written policies. I asked for my job description. There's no job description. So all those different things that we still kind of be a little bit more reactive in that. Again, the pastors and the admin staff have appraisals, job appraisals, but it hasn't trickled down to the specialized ministries like campus ministers, which we have over 200 staff that needs those. And so that's the reason why we kept it there. What's the second question? Recommendations to avoid entering the aging stage. Keep the grandfather stories in the forefront.
The old man stories.
Or the old man,
man
stories.
Story.
Revisiting the Bible and the passport. I think if you came in our churches the past 4 years, there's not much go for just global, also, one chapter ahead, as long as you're one chapter. So revisiting, again, the grandfather things that we did in the past. And also, as far as this discipleship is concerned, we're also talking about that. There's things that we did that kind of fixed certain things that was more reactive. But then now we realize, ENLI for Training for Victory, 6 weeks of one-to-one. All those different things helped us, but then now we're realizing there's stuff that we need to kind of readjust again. So among discipleship and congregations, so we're still kind of, to us, when we talked about it, we're still kind of in between the go-go and the adolescence.
All right, thank you. Let's go ahead, and I think it's better just to go ahead and take a break, okay, unless you want to finish this. Are you sure? Okay, so let's finish this. Yeah, it'll take 3 to 5 minutes anyway, and then we'll break. Then I want to synthesize this before we move on to our last session, okay? So, yeah, Cricket?
Yeah, okay. So we discussed that there are actually two entities, though we're one church, right? I mean, we're talking about the management group, the corporate Cricket. Legal. And we're talking about... Oh, sorry. It's talking to the teacher. And then we're talking about the management side, okay? The management side is very new, I mean, compared to the church side, because the church side was first. So we feel that we just crossed from number 4, which is adolescence, to prime.
We're at prime for the church?
Yes. Okay. Why do we say that? There was actually a decline in growth. After we did the Yonggicho cell group, there was a surge of growth. Then there was a plateau. Then Pastor Ferdy and Pastor Dennis went to Columbia, came back with something new. Then there was another cycle of growth. There was another surge of growth. Then we plateaued recently. And 2 years ago, I remember we had the strategic planning in Sofitel, and they did the whole reboot of the discipleship, and now we're experiencing that growth. That's why we validated that we are in the prime, because our production, our admin, and our entrepreneurship is high. So I think the next stage would be the integration part, which we will be coming in after we fix some parts of the admin. The things that we need to do to sustain these things is, number one, is we have to actually go around and look around for benchmarks to see, to be able to put ourselves and see where do we stand with other organizations and actually put benchmarks. Number two is we should not be complacent and continue with the staff development and with all the consultants coming in, because then when we can learn and we can inject new ideas and growth to the organization. Number three, as we get bigger, there will be a need to decentralize. So this will mean raising new leaders and training them. So we need more staff dev, more Paul Barkers, more Alex Castillos, more classes, as we continue to grow and have to hire more admins. Right? And number five is, of course, our main product is discipleship. So we need to plant more churches. So that's our plan.
So, okay, excellent. Where is the management team? So the church is at 5. Where's the church?
Actually, adolescent going to prime pa lang eh.
Okay, so somewhere here.
Yeah, so it's making habol na. I think it will integrate it. That's what they're saying eh. Because the truth is, no, it's not the fault of management, G. It's just that, no. Yeah, ay, sorry.
Bro, yung pag-assumptionista mo lumabas.
The true call. No, I'm just saying kasi the admin part only started to bloom now that we've become from a mom and pop organization to a mid-size corporation.
Okay. All right, give everybody a hand, okay? So, all right, well, we'll take a break, but I can't decipher what I wrote. I think I can just say in broad strokes, I pretty much agree with where everybody says, if you notice, we're kind of clustered here. I think the good news is at least as far as we're concerned, okay, we're in this stage. We're not here on this stage. I think that's the good news. I don't think, you know, by God's grace, I think He's placed us somewhere here. So I think the fact that we're kind of clustered pretty much indicates that at least we know where we are, okay? And I think that's the whole benefit of this exercise is to find out, okay, where are we? And again, not that, not this is simply a descriptive, this is descriptive, not prescriptive. In other words, we're not saying that, hey, you know, well, we're just simply saying, okay, this is where we are, but what do we do then? You know, that's a prescriptive side, and that's this, what we're doing is exactly part of that, okay? So I guess in terms of human body, okay, so we are between Ado, okay, myself, and, okay, Jay, okay? How about that, okay? In terms of the human body, pwede na ba yun, bro? Sasama ba natin si Henry o si Edwin? There's a body type, okay? Okay? Are you volunteering your body too, JJ? Okay. All right. Paul?
11:20. We're back. 11:20.